I want everybody to get ready to write or type. Write or type. Because it is a promotional time in your life. You understand what I'm saying? Apostolically, and I have to use that word often, I have to use it because we've been behind so long. Not that we didn't want to go forward, but there have been some things that have been blocking us. And it's time now that we be released. Yes, amen. Satan done release everybody he got. It's time for us to be released and know what we're doing, know how to properly use the sword of the Spirit. To know how to properly use the sword of the Spirit. That's very important. It comes with my spirit while I'm talking. We're going to a place this morning that is going to take your undivided attention to go with me. But to know how to properly, we have to know how to properly use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Yes, sir. In spirit and life and light. Catch every word I say this morning. I want you to turn your Bible, open your Bible to John's Gospel, chapter 14. We're going to begin at verse 12. But this is what I want you to write. And this is not in the natural, you'll never catch it. Where we're about to go. But because you're a child of God, just listen. You don't have to be the smartest child of God in the world. Just humble yourself. Developing supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. I never heard that before in my life. When he talked to me, I said, what is it? Developing supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. You have no idea how that happened. It would be so backward to you in the natural that you will be pulled deeper into the Spirit. Jesus speak in John 14, 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Then he says in verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. See that? Yes, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He goes on to say, if you love me, keep my commandment. And I will pray. Now here I want you to see verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. I'm your comforter now while I'm here on earth, but I'm going to send another comforter that he may abide with you forever, because I got to leave. I got to go back to glory. Then he said in verse 17, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Do you see that? The world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him. That would make you different. Why you know him? For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, and shall be in you mean now he's in you. That was the gospel. But we're on the other side of the cross now. So All right. The things that were said in the gospel that were going to happen has happened already. All right. So he's in me. Say he's in me.
He's in me.
Right now.
Right now.
All right. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, he talks about the Holy Spirit there. Developing a supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. Living in the supernatural premises and partnership that God can't fail. Therefore, no matter how things look, when I catch on to this revelation, I can't fail. Now, here's what the Lord want to ask you from this day forward. Do not let your soul and body trick you. The real you. Do not let your soul or your mind or your imagination or your thoughts or your conscience, don't let them trick you. I'm still in charge. All right. The key to yielding to God and to operating in the supernatural or in the spirit, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is your infirmities, your weakness, your shortcoming. They are the one that bring you in the presence of God.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Not how holy you are. Not how many scriptures you know. But it's that weak spot. Lord, I need help. Everybody under the sound of my voice has a bunch of weak spots, including me. So you just about sit up here and look straight ahead. You got a weak spot, and you better know that weak spot actually is your strong spot. Your infirmity is your power. I need thee every hour. I'm going to show it to you in Scripture. That's for sure to you in Scripture. Your infirmities is your power. The Apostle Paul points out 3 times his strength. To a large degree, believers have never seen this. I'll call a few scriptures out, and we'll probably get to them, but I'll call a few scriptures out. He pointed out in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 what made his ministry so powerful. It was full of infirmity, full of inadequacies, full of inabilities, full of I don't know what to do. Lord, I got my eyes on you. Something you may be dealing with this morning that you cannot quite get your hand on is there for power. Because he don't want you to get your hand on it. He don't want you to have a handle on it. He wants you to feel like you need help. And then yield to him in that situation. And he'll begin to handle it through you, for you, with you. So I want you to call up all your infirmity this morning, all your weaknesses, all your shortcomings, all your mistakes. Every time you miss it, it's just letting you know you can't make it by yourself. There's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. who walk not after the flesh, Romans chapter 8, but after the Spirit. So each time you let your infirmities take you down, you're walking after the flesh. All you have to do is repent and say, Lord, I need help. Then he'll give you strength in that area. So, supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit is based on you recognizing your infirmities and how much you need help. Stop putting yourself down because you miss it on that round. Now, everybody up here getting help this morning. Because all of us got infirmities. And we, you know what Satan plays? Satan plays on our weaknesses and point to our shortcomings. But we need to take his hand and point him toward Jesus. Say, Jesus got that covered. All right. Turn to 1 Corinthians now. Jesus said you can't do the greater work without the Holy Spirit, right? So you say you send the Holy Spirit, and he did send the Holy Spirit to help us. But I want you to go to 1 Corinthians because I want the apostle to reveal his secret to you. The apostle Paul revealed his secret, the greatest apostle that ever lived outside of Jesus Christ, the apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you got your Bible? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Because I want you to see informed preaching. A preacher that don't depend on himself. Don't be patting himself on the back and talking about what a great preacher he is. No, we need help. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul reveals the secret of having supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit is you have to get out of the way. And say to the Lord, I need you every moment. Are you following me? Now we're stirring up the spirit world here this morning because everybody in here going to have a visitation. I don't know no way, other way to say this. And you had to be listening to the Spirit because it's through you. All your crime time going to turn into prime time. In other words, time where you have missed it, you reach for him. Say, I know you got me, Lord. Yes. I trust you. I depend on you. Yes. And I know I have this soul and this body sometime that pull me out of socket. Yes. Talk to me in here. Yes. See, the reader will emphasize that you're not born again in your soul. You're not born again in your body. So that's where faith come in at. We got to operate by faith. And we got to be led by the Spirit because we got these two part of us not born again. And two part of you still flow with the world. I said two part of you will still flow with the world. You got to control them.
Yes, sir.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not your might. His might. So the greatest apostle in the Bible preached to us here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 Voice 1, revealing his secret of being in supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. So you leave here this morning. in supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I've said something you never heard before in your life, and you sit there and just look at me. No excitement at all. Supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit through my infirmity, through my shortcoming, through my mistakes, through my weakness, through my inabilities. I need help. He's my helper, and he can't help me unless I realize that I need help. Sometimes it's not time to quote scripture to God. It's time to holler out, help!
Yeah.
Anybody ever needed to holler out help?
Yeah.
I need to holler help right now.
Yeah.
I want you to think about some of your infirmity. Think about some of your shortcomings. Think about, you know, I know we got a front on our chair, but think about when you, I mean, you know, your short, your weakness. See now, if you too proud to holler for help, and you think you got it all going on, you will never get what I'm preaching about yet. We're preaching about a place that is supernatural, that your infirmities create miracles. Your shortcoming increase power. In another dimension, you snatch out of the flesh into the presence of the Holy Ghost. That weakness that you have in you is there for a reason. It's for you to yield to him that he can take you to another level. Satan gonna use it to condemn you. Look what you did. You got mad and cuss. So right after you cuss, holler, help. You follow my point? See, God, there, he's there for you. He's not there to put you down, but he know you got weaknesses. You know you got shortcomings. You get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger in another realm. Not in yourself, in him. But if you don't get this type of preaching, you're going to go on with all your Bible verses, how strong you are and how long you've been serving the Lord, and you miss your next promotion. He never through with you.
Thank you, Lord.
God got more he want to do with you. God has more he want to do for you. But if you reach a level that you think you have arrived, what can I do with you? You demanding me and I can't demand you. You're putting demand on God, but God can't put demand on you. Now, when we read this, I want you to see that your infirmities are your strength in the spirit. Because your infirmity is spelled H-E-L-P. Paul points out three times, I'll tell you again, three times, because I don't know I'll get to all of them, three times the strength of his ministry. One time in 1 Corinthians 2, another time in Romans 8, 26 through 28. Then he takes us to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and really just say it. Just speak it out about how powerful infirmities are in the spirit realm. Ooh, Lord, I preach myself happy. How powerful infirmities are in the spirit realm. See, God said, I need something to erase. I don't want you to think you're an eraser. I need something to erase in your life. I don't need you to think you are an eraser. Because I'm not fully through with you yet. When I come get you, we're going to be through. But right now, I'm still working with you. So condemnation leave you today. Yes. You're not perfect. Nobody in you are perfect. Yes. But you're powerful. Yes. On the basis of your infirmities. Yes. Not your intelligence. Yes. Says, not by might. No, by power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. I'll give you a word before I read. I heard a word come out clear, and it's going to shift your life. Dependency.
Yes.
Dependency. I'm depending on you and not myself. Learn how to depend on him. Learn how to depend on him. And I hear the Spirit of God said, I don't need you to defend me. God said, all this mess going on, I don't need you to defend me. I need you to depend on me. You and I are going to get the job done. Because I'm going to make you stronger than every sin around you. And I'm going to rise you higher than every sinner around you. Let me raise you up to a level that they know you my child. Accept my abundance. Accept my blessing. Accept my promotion. I want to raise you up so they'll know that I got my hand on you. Stop making excuses. Stop trying to be so humble and come on, I don't want nothing. Shut up. Let me promote you. Come on, son. Let me promote you. I want them to see you in promotion. It's $1,000 check. So you mean that man come to church this morning, you tell me my weakness is my strength?
Yes,
my shortcoming?
Yes, sir.
My infirmity?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Paul's kind of showing it to us. Sit down. He's kind of showing it to us here. In 1 Corinthians 2, watch. Watch this type of preaching now. Watch this type of preaching. Verse 1.
Come on,
man. I'm almost gone. Verse 1. Paul revealed. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom. What? Declared unto you the testimony of God. In other words, you cannot declare the testimony of God in your excellence. Paul said in verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you. Look what he bears his ministry on. Say, if Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes, sir.
See, now, if you don't know the power or the significance of that statement, you think he's in a weak position. But that's the most powerful statement you can make. Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes, sir.
Give grace its proper place.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. Give grace its proper place, because every time you're in a space that you seem like you can't handle it, grace trying to step in. See, and all right, Lord, you're not going to give grace its proper space unless you understand this. Just put your finger there. Go to Galatians 2:20. And we can't leave out 21. So, you frustrate grace every time you try to save face. Trying to be all proper, trying to be, you know, no flaws, no mistake. And you're just frustrating the grace of God, trying to stay in a natural space. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, the life which I now live in the flesh. How many of y'all still in the flesh?
Yeah.
Oh, some of y'all going home already, huh? I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, watch what that next voice says. The beginning of the next voice. Verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God. See. There are spaces that God permits you to get in. So you have to depend on him. That he can pour more grace on your life. Don't panic because it's not going right. Praise him. Let me show that to you. Turn to Acts 16. Let me show that to you. Not going right, nothing going right, and then I'm not going to panic. It's time to praise. Don't panic when things not going right. Praise him. We've been doing it the wrong way. We've been panicking. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? No, I said, praise me, God. You know exactly what to do with this. I give you glory. How many saw that? Don't panic. What? God, listen to me. Listen to what he's saying. Permit you to get in places sometimes that you can't help. Because he wants you to pray. And he wants you to give grace more space. Come on, let me talk to you up in here. So some of the things you're going through are permitted for you to go through so God can give you a promotion. I wish somebody was in here with me. Right here, right now, you're going through something on purpose. God put his hand back and let you got in that predicament so now you can praise him and have faith and he can pull you out of it. Something might be going on in your body. Something might be going on in your pocketbook. Something might be going on in your family. It's there for a reason so God can promote you through praise. Can you praise him when things look like they're not going right? Can you praise me when you don't see no victory? Can you trust me when it looked dark?
Hallelujah.
Look in Acts 16 for a minute. So you mean to tell me what I'm going through that don't look right now is a setup for a promotion? Listen to this. You living right as best as you can. You know, I mean, you're trying to do what's right. You love God with all your heart. Then problems still come. Well, it's for a promotion. So I come to church and find out that my problems are for a promotion. All my problems can turn into a promotion. Go ahead and say it.
All my problems will turn into
If I praise him.
If I praise him.
Look at somebody and tell them, I came here this morning, got out. The pressure is gone and the praise has come. I'm not going to be under pressure, I'm going to be under praise. I'm designed to be under praise, not pressure. When pressure comes, I put praise on. When I put praise on, it opens space for grace to come. So every time I have a problem, what I'm going to say, here's another promotion. Oh, y'all ain't got me. I've left y'all. Here's another problem. Every problem you dealing with is a promotion. What he said? Every problem you dealing with is a promotion. You just got to change dimension. Praise and prayer cause you to change dimension. It'll drive Satan crazy. He swings something at you and you say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Watch this. I'll show it to you one time. I'm seeing it two times, but I'm going to show it to you one time here. And we'll come out in Acts 16. Glory! Say develop. Developing. Supernatural.
Partnership.
With the Holy Spirit. You online, y'all probably never heard that before. See, this is apostolic. See, what God is bringing us into an apostolic teaching, because I got to go back to 1 Corinthians 2 and point it out that the apostolic teaching, how it worked. But it brings you into a point you understand how to flow better with the Holy Ghost. Help me know how to flow with the Holy Ghost. You didn't say nothing. You sitting there wasting my time. Every problem is another flow. Every setback in life is another flow. Satan means for it to be demotion. But the Holy Ghost mean for it to be. Look at this. I'm hearing this now. This is something. How'd that go, Lord? The devil help your promotion through his act of demotion. He mean to bring you down, but your praise come on. And God bring you up. I think somebody right now need to praise God, because God about to promote you. You're going through something right now. And the Spirit of the Lord is ready to bring promotion to you from that satanic demotion that's trying to hold you.
something don't look right, that's the time to praise him. So what the Spirit of God is saying, and what man may not be able to handle this, all your demotion or promotion. They fire you on that job, God got a better job for you. Don't panic. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to look crazy now, but that's all right. Go ahead and look crazy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, didn't he just get fired? Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let her come. Wherever you're hurting at right now, shout. I'm sure to tell you, God is ready to bring you out. You believe that? Come on. God is ready to bring you out. Shout. Don't have to look right. Don't have to feel right. I mean, nothing seems like it's changed. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and shout. Because this morning you developed a supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. And it's based on me understanding how to use my infirmities, my weaknesses, and my demotion as an elevator. Jesus. To take me into the presence of God. Tell somebody, I never heard that before. Don't be lying to me. Come on. Don't be lying up in here. I receive your seed. Look in Acts 16. Sit down. Oh, hallelujah. Say this with me. Developing supernatural partnerships. And it wasn't partnership. When I write it, he said partnerships with the Holy Spirit. Because when I put the S on there, I said, what is S for? He says partnerships. It's not singular. It's in every aspect of your life. And anybody who come around, you need help. You'll be powerful enough to help them. Now, I'm just going to do what he tells me to do now. Just shake yourself a little bit. So you know you're in a new position. In the spirit. Write them all down and tell them goodbye. Everything that's hindering you, everything that's holding you back, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. Let us run this race freely. You supposed to have some handicap. You supposed to have some shortcoming. Therefore, if you do not understand that, you will never use faith. No, y'all missed that one. See, you have no use for faith if you got everything going right. I can't say it no better way. Your faith just stood on its feet. Because now it knows that you're about to practice faith like you never did before. Yeah.
The Lord said to tell you, I'm taking failure off your agenda. Write that down. Put a dead body. And so you can go back and read it when something seemed like it got you down. He said, I'm taking failure off your agenda. No more failure.
No more failure.
I want you in Acts 16. I'm going to read it. I'm hearing something else to say to you. From this day forward, your flaws become a parachute. It's time for you to jump out. My flaws this morning become my parachute. You feel better, young lady? You know, we got a weakness. We got to make mistakes. But you feel better now because you know God loves you and everybody make mistakes. Say, yeah, but the plan going now. Yeah, but I'm about to jump out. Y'all know I brought my parachute with me. You, my brother and sister, I'm trying. You have no reason after this message to fail. You have no reason to cry like you ain't got no hope. Talk about somebody holding you back. You keep holding me down. Everybody against me. Forget them. Because you can't only jump out, you can fly.
Yes, sir.
Now, when everything, sit down, when everything like it going wrong, and we're like, everything is against you, and midnight has come. Acts 16:25.
Yes, sir.
Go back to the 23rd verse. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Verse 25. And at midnight. You ever had any midnight? I've had them. It's like everything is going wrong. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, underline prayed, and sang praises. Underline praises, sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. That's not the only one who heard them. Verse 26. See, now another thing. The Lord will tell you, your life has entered into the suddenly. Your expectations has been promoted. You now have divine expectation. So, the situation may not be lining up, but because you have divine expectation, you see beyond the situation. Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, grace to heaven. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
I want you to hold a praise. Praise his holy name. Because there's a lot of deliverance taking place right here while I'm preaching.
online all across the world. It's taking place right now because we're in an apostolic episode. The church, back to Ephesians 4:11 through 16. You're so powerful, but you've been held back many times by trying to do it ourselves. I hear the Lord saying now, you be getting ready to write this down. I'm soaking you in victory. From this day forward, you will live a life soaked in victory. Because your infirmities don't scare you no more. You know your infirmities that make you turn over to Him. You turn over to Him by prayer and praise, like nothing going right. I'm in jail. It's midnight. They got me between a bunch of soldiers. But come on, let's pray, man. Let's pray. There's no time to pray. Yeah, it is. Let's pray. And praise Him. And have a resurrection in our infirmity. You didn't get it. You missed it. A resurrection in you. This morning, everybody have a resurrection in their infirmity, and you resurrect out of it into your strength. I know what happened. At midnight, 25th verse, Paul and Silas prayed at midnight, saying praise unto God, and the prisoner heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Where did that come from? So that the foundation of everything was shook, of the prison was shaken, and he, look at the next word, and immediately, something about to happen to you immediately. You just go on and trust Him. Go on and praise Him. Go on and pray. Trust Him. You came here this morning to know that something about to happen to you immediately as you praise the Lord. Somebody hearing something up in here? Immediately. I'm told when God get ready to move, nobody can stop it. There's no power strong enough to block God's power. And because you're learning how to turn your infirmities in, turn your shortcomings in, turn your weakness in, so you ready to say, Lord, I can't make it by myself. I need your hand on me. I need you to touch me every now and then. I need to hear your voice every now and then. I need to hear you saying, I'm your shepherd. Ye shall not want. I need to hear you saying, I'm going to lead you down in green pastures. I'm going to lead you beside the still water. I'm about to restore your soul so I can lead you in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yedo, I walk through the valley and the shadow of death. I will fear no evil because thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Even though my enemies all around me, but I read in your word and you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say hallelujah for you. So you came here this morning not understanding that your infirmities was there for a reason. God permit some things to happen so you can fully depend on Him. But I heard somebody say it, He'll make a way out of no way. I've seen God make ways just for this ministry. I've seen God open doors that no man can close. closed doors that no man can open. I'm glad about it. Paul and Silas not the only one saw the jail open. I've seen doors open for me. Have you ever seen any doors open for you? I know he can make a way out of no way. I'm glad that I'm a child of God. I'm glad I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad that I got a little light wise. I'm gonna let it shine. What? Tell somebody that. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'ma let my light shine. Wash. Wash. In the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. My infirmities turn into my strength.
I heard he said, when I'm weak, he's strong. Stop beating yourself down. Because you're not doing everything perfect. You never gonna do everything perfect. I said you never. I would like to tell you, say, you're gonna be perfect one day, I'll be lying. As long as you got a soul and a body, you ain't gonna never be perfect. Ain't nobody having your perfect. The only perfect one. It's Jesus. You understand? Come on, son. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
I receive your seed. Let me read one more scripture and then we'll close, all right? We're going to pick up here because this is such a complicated message that my infirmities is my strength.
Yes, sir.
Paul talks about a man who's caught up in heaven because of his infirmity. See, I'm going to talk about the other man who thinks he knows everything. So in order to function in what we're preaching about this morning, go back to 1 Corinthians 2. Let me kind of close there with it. Maybe I could pick something up on next Sunday to get us further. Let me go back to 1 Corinthians 2 and try to close with a clarity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell the person next to you, if you got this, give me a high five. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't let me get happy by myself up here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Boy, I know I need some help. Do you know that? I know I need the Holy Spirit to help me. I know my infirmities. I know I have weakness and shortcomings, but I know the Holy Spirit helping me. So it has to be laid out properly. So here back in 1 Corinthians 2. Look, let me hear him read now. Verse 1 again. Here's an apostle laying it out properly. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellence of speech or wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in what?
Weakness.
And what?
Fear.
And what? What? And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men or in your wisdom, but in the power of God. Proper preaching. You need supernatural preaching to live a supernatural life. A supernatural preaching is preaching through infirmity. That preacher know he's not God. And that preacher know that you God's sons and daughters. They deliver the message, but it's between you and God. Took the foolishness of preaching to confound the world. Let me close. We're going to talk about supernatural praying, knowing how to stay on a supernatural path, shower with unfold mysteries, keeping grace and faith as your mode of operation at all time. Every day is the Lord's day, and standing in the Spirit. You must never contaminate the anointing or try to control the anointing or come against the anointing. Be aware of quenching, grieving, and resisting the Spirit. So all these lessons we got to go through, and we'll go through them. Stand on your feet. Give the Lord praise. I want you to lift your hand. Lift your hand. Pray to me. Pray to my lift your hand. Say something to him. Just slipped in here. And they're looking for somebody to yield to. To confirm, consecrate, and convey heaven's desire in your life. Angels are slipping in your house right now. Spirit of God wants you to hear this, that tell them I love them above measure, just as they are. Tell them I made you and I know about you, all about you. I know your shortcoming, I know your weakness, but I still love you. Yield to me and everything gonna be all right. Give him praise. You leaving here with your first step of being in supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. Infirmities. Lord, I'm weak, but thou art strong. Forgive me. Anything I've done wasn't pleasing to you. I received that forgiveness. I repent. Anytime I did something that wasn't pleasing to you, I ask for your forgiveness. I receive it now. I'm asking you, Father, fill me with a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All condemnation.
I'll drop it to the floor right now. You will not condemn me anymore. I have confidence in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, in my faith. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.